This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
I just want to say to our listeners, like, you are so funny. You have me and Vinny, we're rolling on the floor in here at some of these texts this morning.
Read that 415
one. Read
says,
that one. Yeah.
Vin, do you make the girls take their pregnancy bellies off before you independent woman talk them, or do they just leave them on?
Yeah, in case you guys don't know this, I think, didn't Isla ask for a pregnancy belly, like, when she was a five-year-old?
She'd been, yeah, using different
pillows,
items,
ways to be pregnant.
And then somewhere, I think it's on my Instagram, there's a picture. She'd made fake boobs and taped, you know, a
lozenge?
Baby bottle.
Oh,
that's... she had nipples from those taped to the top of these half circle mounds.
I see.
That I assume I was sitting there helping her with something and I'm looking at the ground next to me and I'm like,
am I helping you make boobs?
What am I doing here? What are these? She's like, nothing. What the?
That's very
so, of funny. Course, I don't even know what to do. I always have to run to another room and find their mom and be like, do you know what's going on?
And can you explain it to me, please? Oh, boy. Well.
Mind your business. I'm like, oh, my God. What?
Aren't they my girls? Aren't they my business? Not right now. They're not.
Anyway.
That's really funny. God, that's a funny text. We were just laughing so hard.
Yeah, that is a good
one.
I mean, never send it again, but it is funny.
No. Keep them coming. It's good vibes and variety. That's what we got going on here at Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This part of the show is brought to you by the SF Zoo. Visit San Francisco Zoo and Gardens throughout the month of April. They're celebrating Earth Day. Take action to protect our planet. Join them on April 26th and 27th for Earth Fest. There's a lot going on at the zoo.
Hey, listen to this. 415 says, there are lots of whales in the bay right now. Tiburon Ferry Captain here.
Oh, hey, Tiburon Ferry Captain.
I always announce it to the passengers.
Oh.
It's nice to have a Tiburon Ferry Captain listening.
Thank you for listening.
Cap?
Aye, aye, Captain. That's really fun.
Yeah.
There's a good deep water right there.
It's truly a natural. I don't know. Did you go whale watching in elementary school as a kid? Like,
yeah, where I grew up, that's like big biz.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
So you do see them then. Like, that's it's a natural wonder that is. Mm. You really do need to be around it to kind of get the size.
Surfing doesn't happen the way it happens on the West Coast and the East Coast, but definitely so you must have done that in elementary. You guys went out on a boat.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sort of a ferry style boat, like a big old.
I don't even remember what kind of boat, but I remember we went whale watching quite a few times in elementary school, and then I've since been in the water with them many times.
Yeah. Sometimes it would be very disappointing you wouldn't see any.
Right.
Because, you know, they're wild.
Nature.
Yes. Unpredictable. But they'll still take your money and be like, yeah, get on the boat. Come on. We haven't seen them in weeks. Hop
We're
on. I'm sure today will be the day. Sure it'll be today. It'll be perfect. All right. So there we go. There's that. By the way, Jane continues her concern. So I just got another text from her. It's Jane. To be clear, I have no concerns about the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny is fine. The bunny and the engine, deep, deep concerns.
Yeah, well, we posted a picture of the bunny from the engine.
Yes. He's down a leg.
They are fine.
Sure they are.
He's gone.
Okay. No, he's right there in the hospital. Looks concerned, though. He looks very sad, that bunny. Well, so that's on the Facebook page. On the on the Alice973 Instagram page, you can see my hot tub is on there. So enjoy that.
And your shoulder.
My shoulder.
We got a little shoulder. Actually, we did we?
No, there's some shoulder.
Oh, is there?
I think. There's like an arm. An arm covering my face.
Some good arm there. Really, you're showing some good arm.
So I'm showing awesome arm. Thank you for noticing.
You show good arm.
Thank you. Thanks. And thank you, creativeenergy.com. That's where I got my hot tub at. Time Magazine, they do lists. People love lists. Lists. Woo. And Time Magazine has the 100 most influential people list. It includes lots of names, you know, many that we don't, so I didn't bother. I just sort of pulled a few names you'd recognize. It's their annual list of the 100 most influential people in the world at this moment. So in the artist category, Ed Sheeran is on. No surprise. Ed is always making waves.
Azizam.
Azizam.
It's
a dance hit, too. Like, that's a dance tune.
Yeah.
ScarJo is on the list.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson. You know, it's funny because she makes a lot of little cameos on SNL because she's married to Colin Jost.
They live right there, probably.
They're right
there. She comes over to her
She's like, yes,
work.
I'll come and do it. She played. Last week I was telling you about, I guess actually that was just earlier this week. They did a skit called the White POTUS, which was Donald Trump is at the White Lotus and his daughter Ivanka, they're like, we haven't seen Ivanka in days. And there she is like at a Buddhist thing because that's a theme in the actual show. And so it's Ivanka and they're talking about how, you know, you got to give of yourself and be, and she just like, gets up and leaves. Like she can't. And it was ScarJo.
Ah.
Yeah. It was good. That was a good one. Kristen Bell, they have here. You know what's funny? There's a few names that I'm like, really? Kristen Wiig? I feel like I haven't heard of Kristen Wiig in years. Like, Kristen, I love her. I think she's great. Nicole Scherzinger? Really?
What?
Hozier? I know. Like, what are they talking about?
The Pussycat Doll.
Yeah.
Do I have her mixed up?
That she was definitely in a girl group. And I want to say she became a judge on one of the America's Got Talent or Dancing with the Stars.
So she's judging. She's on a TV show.
I guess she must be. Rashida Jones had a show called Sunny. I liked that.
These could be people that are living very active lives on Instagram and we wouldn't
and
know
we
it.
We just don't know.
But right. I don't. The names you've mentioned so far, though, I feel like have gone poof.
She's on The Masked Singer.
Masked Singer. Okay.
Yeah,
that
she
is
was
a big
in
show.
Both Moana movies.
Nicole Scherzinger was. Mm-hmm. Adam Scott.
Killing it on
Severance.
Severance.
Plays Mark S.
You know what? He killed it on Big Little Lies. Is that what that's called?
Yes, he was good on that.
He was good on that too.
Reese Witherspoon's current husband.
And he was on Parks and Rec for.
Yeah, I never saw that. Yeah, I have no idea about that.
A lot of people do.
I hear that's great. I
haven't seen it once.
A lot of people who are into it are like, you got to watch this show. I think.
Not 1 minute though.
Add it to the damn list.
Any minutes for you?
No, zero.
None minutes.
Zero minutes. Yeah.
Zero.
Wow. And a lot of people I like are on that show. Like you always hear, I'm like, oh, that person, wow. They've got quite a. Mm-hmm. Is Parks and Rec the one that Aubrey Plaza is on? That's not Community?
Nope.
Okay.
Parks and Rec. I mix those up too.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah. In his early days as a star. Right. Now he's all ripped.
There was one season where he goes from like how he used to look, which was kind of pudgy and everything. And then he's all of a sudden he's. You know, obviously getting ready for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
And he's all bucked out and they're like, oh, what happened? He goes, quit drinking beer. And That was how they covered that on the show.
Yeah, I suddenly got hot. I started getting roles in Hollywood mega movies. So I stopped drinking beer. Beer doesn't help. Except that it does help. Okay, so then there's a guy, Diego Luna, from the Star Wars series Andor, which I did watch Andor. I did like that. I did not know that guy's name, but he is good in that. And Daniel Day-Kim from Lost. Like, what? Daniel from Lost? Is he in the middle of doing something I'm just not seeing?
Are you sure you're reading this year's list?
The 2025 Time 100.
You said Daniel Day-Kim?
Yeah.
No. He's been on Hawaii. No. Hawaii Five-0 is done too. Yeah, no.
Long over.
Yeah, nothing. Mm. Nothing.
Even the new one has been over for a while.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, long over.
He was on New Amsterdam until 2023. Yeah, no, really. No.
Well, he's very influential right now.
Oh, The Good Doctor. That was the last one. So yeah, no, nothing but nothing.
Kristen Wiig was great in Palm Royale. What is that? Is that new?
It's a show. I started to watch it and went, this is not for me. I don't like it. Oh. And I love her.
I couldn't finish it.
That is true. That is a fairly recent thing.
That's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah. I mean, it was a very popular show on Apple. It was top 10 for a long time.
Yeah. I tried watching it.
It's not for kids, though.
No.
Otherwise, I'd know.
It's not for anybody, really.
Yeah. I felt the same way. I felt like she was not likable and it was not, you know, the best movie that she ever did was Paul. Which is about an alien, and is it Nick Frost and Simon Pegg?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. Oh, and I think that the alien's played by Seth Rogen. And then she's like this Jesus girl that they pick up at this campground. It's good. I've watched that movie 20 times. Icons. Here's your next segment from Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People. Icons. I like this one. Demi Moore. Demi's definitely been around a long time. She had a huge movie that was super gross this year called The Substance. And she was nominated for an Oscar. In fact, it's like her first major nomination year of her entire career. So
she won the Golden Globe.
Yeah.
I like her. And I feel like that word has worked its way into our vocabulary in a less important way. Like when I think of icon, like I think of an icon as Marilyn Monroe. There's someone who I've never seen anything she's ever done.
But she, you know her.
Marilyn Monroe, right. Though, man. Like that is.
I know.
People in the dress with the great blowing. Yes. Like all this.
Sure.
Transcends.
The Andy Warhol portrait.
The generations. Yes. Right. Like.
I know. Okay? We do throw a lot of words around. Like an icon really. I guess it's a compliment if you're throwing it at someone, but like you said, it's less now.
Yeah.
Another icon, Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. Okay.
What?
I don't know. He's right here on the time list. Adrian Brody.
Okay.
People with huge noses.
I like
him. Yeah, he's great. But he's icon? A great actor. Okay. Yes.
Again,
iconic.
The got an iconic nose. Watered down.
He does. One of the guys from the FX series Shogun, his name is Hiroyuki Sanada.
Pretty good.
Thank you. And then ABC News anchor David Muir, who, I feel that I could pick him out of a lineup, but he doesn't. He's the guy. He's a good-looking guy, square jaw, dark hair.
I like him a lot, actually. He's the guy that everyone said someone had put a clip on his jacket at the scene of the fire, and they were like, this guy's worried about his looks when he's reporting on TV.
That's right. It was a storm, and he's out there. He is a good-looking guy, but he's always got that serious pinch about, you know, like he's got like...
Guy.
He was also, I want to say he mediated at least one of the debates this year and got a lot of press for like, hello, David Muir.
Oh, for being handsome.
Supposedly.
Oh.
ABC News anchor, David Muir. In the leaders, that we got Donald Trump, because, you know, cowards won't stand up to him. Elon Musk. You know what actually pisses me off about this list is that, Time Magazine is just so sucking up. Vice President J.D. Vance, Megyn Kelly, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., all in the leaders department. Just so you know. Titans, Serena Williams, Blake Lively.
This is Time Magazine.
Time Magazine.
Titan?
titans.
I know, but
Blake Lively, yeah. A titan. Which, listen, time. She's made one movie that I've ever seen. And then she was on Gossip Girl. She married a rich dude, pumped out a bunch of kids, and then the first movie I've ever heard of her being in, she's just devastated her own career and this other guy's career. Like, really? She's a titan of what? Idiocy? Lorne Michaels, 50 years of SNL. Simone Biles, okay. The Netflix CEO, Ted Sarandos. Joe Rogan, certainly in the world of podcasts, he's a titan. And Mark Zuckerberg, election ruiner. Pioneers, Rosé from Blackpink. Pioneer, fine song. Good song.
Really good song.
Mm-hmm. Rosie.
Rosie is what she said in an interview.
Yeah. I mean, Apatapata
is a hit.
I'm kind of giving all the credit to Bruno Mars. And a British singer by the name of Miles Smith. I don't know that guy. However, there's a TV special where you'll be able to see him this whole Time 100, which I assume they're hoping, whatever. Sarah, don't say political things. Innovators, Snoop Dogg, Nikki Glaser. The best thing that ever happened to Nikki Glaser was Tom Brady. That roast. People went, oh my God, that chick is so funny. Mm-hmm. The director of Wicked, John M. Chu. BlackRock CEO, Larry Fink. And a chef by the name of Kwame Onwuachi.
I think he was on Top Chef.
Did he win or something?
No. I mean, this has been a long time since he was on there.
Oh.
What did Nikki host?
She just hosted one of the award shows.
Was it Golden Globes Academy Award? No, the Academy Award.
Golden Globes.
Yeah.
What I liked about that moment, and I don't know if you're even going to give a crap, but it was the people who've paid their dues, and you know who they are, and certainly she's someone who has said, I've been out there working this whole time and finally got to this point. And as you say, the Tom Brady roast is where everyone went, who's that lady? She's great.
That was freaking hilarious.
To see her rise and then live up to it in the moment was really impressive. Yes. I thought, like, that's kind of one of those things where you go, like, I hate to say it, but like you go, Joe Coy, huh? Ugh. Like, it just didn't work out for him.
Right.
Too bad. He probably shouldn't have taken that with only 2 weeks to, you know.
Right. I like can't remember why he got it. Like, what had happened? Somebody dropped off.
Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody decided they weren't going to host and he took the gig and then bitched about it the whole time.
There's a moment where someone's done the legwork and fully rises to the occasion. I was very stoked for her as I watched because I thought she's killing it.
I agree. And it's funny because you think of some people as like an overnight sensation and they're like, yeah, and it took me
lots of nights.
And then all of a sudden everybody saw me because everyone watched the Tom Brady thing or saw a piece of it. And she had the best freaking jokes. And there were a bunch of jokes that she told that didn't even air, which you can look for you can find those on YouTube. Like there's some really great stuff that got cut out of the roast. So anyway, there's going to be a Time 100 TV special. I guess because they have room for stuff on TV. I'm just regular ABC now because nobody's watching that. So May 4th, may the 4th be with you on ABC. Snoop Dogg will host Ed Sheeran and Miles Smith. And Miles Smith is the British singer.
He does stargazing, and it's actually something I think I've heard us play.
So. Yes, we definitely do. I don't know much about that guy at all. But they're calling him a pioneer, which I guess that's like a groundbreaker, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It's not up there with titans and icons.
No.
And by the dubious list, man. I was pissed off reading this list this morning.
So Nicole Scherzinger and Daniel Day-Kim, I guess, just got texted in. They're on Broadway right now. For Sunset Boulevard, or she's doing Sunset Boulevard and evidently killing it.
Great.
Thank you, 415.
Great to know. Lindsay Lohan is a fire crotch.
Oh.
Lindsay Lohan.
I like that. It's not an insult.
Yeah. She's blonde now. I don't know if she'll be redhead on her brand new show on Hulu. But she has a brand new show on Hulu.
Oh.
She's going to be starring in something called Count My Lies. And it's a show that's been put on. It's been written and put together by the people who did This Is Us, which was a massive hit on regular broadcast TV for many years. This new project is based on a novel by an author named Sophie Stava.
Oh, Sophie Stava.
Yeah, I've never heard of her. I guess, is that the name of the thing? Count My Lies is the name of the show. I assume that's the name of the novel as well. Count My Lies centers on a compulsive liar who bluffs her way into a job as a nanny for this gorgeous, charismatic couple played by Lindsay Lohan and some other dude. They're the Lockharts, Violet and Jay. So her role is Violet Lockhart. And apparently, this chick lies and gets the job as the nanny and realizes, oh my God, what have I gotten myself into? These people are crazy, is what it sounds like.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that it's underway. I don't see a date here for its arrival. However, she's cast and it is gonna happen.
I hope she can make a comeback.
So do I, Vin. I actually feel like we've spent a lot of, in the last 30 years, because I don't know, is she early 40s, Lindsay Lohan, at this point?
Yeah, she's definitely her 40s. It's
yeah. Like, how old is Lindsay Lohan? Because, I mean, we've been doing the show since 97, and right around then, I think that's when that Parent Trap remake came out, and that is great.
She's 38.
She's 38?
Yeah.
What did you think she was?
I thought she was 45 easy.
Oh, well, that's the reason why I'm rooting for her is because she was a child star,
mm-hmm.
and had those parents. I'm not going to sit here and tell you every story you told me because you already know them.
They're a disaster.
That scenario that she came up in was basically she raised herself and paid her parents to not work.
The momager, I feel like, originated with Dina Lohan.
And so I just feel like, yeah, kids make mistakes, and she didn't have anyone guiding her through that. Just full on yes people. Mm. Yes, dear, you can do what you want, whatever you want.
Mm.
Anyway, I hope her comeback is successful.
I do too. There have been a few shows she's been cast in that I'm like, oh, that sounds good. That's Rupert Grint. Grint, isn't he? He was Ron Weasley in the Harry Potter movies. He had a show on like a BBC thing. That she had a part in that I thought had looked like it had promise and it just wasn't.
Well,
I did not stick with it.
Shows don't grow on trees.
No, they don't. But the This Is Us people, they've got a hit under their belt and they're the showrunners behind this new Lindsay Lohan show. It's a Hulu drama called Count My Lies based on a popular novel. Apparently people have read that. Let me see if I have time for one more thing here. Vinny.
Yeah.
You and I love the character Holly from the Mr. Mercedes series and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Stephen King character. So recently, there was a collection of short stories, and there was a Holly. Holly's this character, and she's taken over a detective agency. And I think it was called If It Bleeds.
Yeah.
And one of the stories in that book, did you read all the stories or did you just read that one?
I can't remember.
Okay. So The Life of Chuck was one of the stories. And it's about this guy, Chuck Krantz. And it's an interesting story, and it's sort of written backwards. Like, it starts with him, I want to say there were, like, billboards about it in this story. And it was sort of a confusing story until you realize what's happening. Like, the concept was sort of strange as we're sort of going backwards in this guy's life experience.
I guess I haven't read it.
So it's about to be a movie. And I put the trailer up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Is called The Life of Truck of Chuck trailer. Tom Hiddleston is going to be playing
grown-up
Chuck Krantz. And so if you have read that and if you're a fan of Stephen King, I'm sure it'll be amazing.
Can I ask Bob a question real quick? Hey, Bob, you're the resident Swiftie.
Happy to be.
Right. Tom Hiddleston was once a boyfriend of Taylor Swift's, and I'm wondering, is he okay with you or F that guy?
Thank you so much for asking.
Uh-huh.
So what happened was Taylor Swift's reputation hit an all-time low, and she met Tom Hiddleston and they dated very briefly, but he cemented in history because of like everything that was going on. Because
he put "I love Taylor" on his t-shirt.
Kim Kanye thing. And yes, because of the timing, he was invited to her famous 4th of July party at her beautiful home on the Cape wearing a I Heart TS shirt. So yeah, he's forever cemented in the storyline, but I think it was just a very brief.
But in a good way. You like him. You think fondly of
yes.
him.
He was okay. like her support animal at that
Long
time.
Long story short, he was the wrong guy is the line about him in one of her songs.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was like,
oh,
he was there for her, but
right time,
right.
wrong guy. Mm.
Yes, exactly.
Are you attracted to him though?
No.
Really? Oh my God.
No offense, Tom.
He is so my type. Give me Loki all day long. Don't look like that. You're so jealous. Stop it.
I'm not into that guy.
For me, right? Okay, I'm out of time. What do you got coming up?
Zoom goes down and the world rejoices.
What? Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for more information on everything that we talk about on the show.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. For more than 30 years, Fremont Bank Foundation has opened doors to arts, entertainment, education, and basic needs for our neighbors. And now and tomorrow, it's just what they do. Explore FremontBank.com today.
Pardon me.
What's happening over there?
I just needed some volume, and I plug in over there, I turned this other one whole time I was reading that I'm turning and turning it.
And it wasn't working.
Sometimes if I don't have my volume loud enough, I start getting louder.
Oh.
And I can imagine the people out there are like, "You're already too loud, dude."
No, nobody's ever said that.
Nobody's ever texted.
There's never been a sentence.
Anyway. Here's what's happening. Oh, I should say clouds, and there was rain falling early this morning. I don't think it's going to continue into the daytime, but full rain.
Yeah.
On the drive in up the peninsula.
Full washer wipers.
So clouds today with some partial clearing later, but that's what's going on.
Or wipers of some kind.
Warriors will be playing in the first round of the playoffs on Sunday at 6:30 p.m. in Houston. Right. Go Warriors.
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors.
Okay. So our first story is Zoom went down for like 2 hours yesterday.
Oh, no. Everybody's meetings, though. Vinny, what happened? Did everyone die?
So the funny thing is everyone sort of rejoiced. They were like, oh, my God, it's like a snow day.
Oh, no, for 2 hours, I don't have to be on a meeting with people.
Zoom was down nationwide for about 2 hours yesterday. If you tried to log in or join a meeting, you got an error page that said the site can't be reached.
Oh.
Even Zoom's website wasn't working.
Oh.
Zoom got the best bump, maybe, of everything that happened during the pandemic. Zoom. Mm.
Yep.
Became a regular part of our daily
absolutely
lives.
Absolutely a household word.
Had you used it prior to the...
I had not.
Had you used Zoom prior to the pandemic?
Yes, quite a bit.
Oh.
Oh. How did that happen?
We used to use it a lot for recording podcasts.
It
was one of the first platforms where you could get video and audio from, you know, doing an interview.
No.
I mean, there was others, but I mean, it was the easiest.
The cutting edge of podcasting right over there.
Maddie, he's on the show.
He is on the show. Anyway, Zoom was down for a while. Users panicked and flocked to social media to see, is it just me or are we all off for the rest of the day?
And everyone was freaking out.
One person called it a corporate America snow day. Another joked, no one on their team could get in and it was the most productive Zoom meeting ever. Anyway, it's back now, so expect to work today.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this story. Actually, let me tell you a story before I tell you this story.
A double story?
Yeah, I have a good friend who, she'd been in some relationships as I've known her. She's a lady that used to live with Christina when I met Christina. And so she's had a couple partners along the way, but she's a businesswoman. Yeah. Has a full-blown tech career, makes good money, owns a home here in the city, and was like, I'm going to freeze my eggs.
Oh. And she was like in her 30s
at the time. She was like, I better freeze my eggs. Okay. I want to have kids, and I expect to meet someone someday.
Sure.
But at this point right now.
Get them while they're young, before they're decrepit.
Right.
Thank you for that, Surgeon Deepak. Oh, yeah. 35 years old, your eggs are decrepit.
Well, that's the term he said. That's actually the term they use.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is something that people women are thinking about.
Yes.
Business women who've chased, pursued their career and not had time to build the, you know, the social life, maybe that the ideal social life as they've got their career,
they
you know,
wasted
rolling.
The best years of their life with that guy.
They find themselves wanting to do this, but it's expensive.
Yes.
Very
expensive. It's expensive to harvest them. It's expensive to keep them. It's expensive to later have them fertilized and implanted. It's expensive.
Okay, so there's your setup.
All right.
Here's your story. Co-fertility. Co-fertility has a new model for women.
Co-fertility.
Freeze your eggs for free if you donate half of them to people who might need them.
Oh.
In recent years, focus on career and delayed marriage age is driving some women to consider preserving their fertility through egg freezing. The cost is estimated between $10,000 to $15,000 per attempt. It means many women just can't afford it.
Right.
I mean, you might even have your career rolling, but if you live alone in a city like San Francisco, you're paying a lot in rent, blah, 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 and tax and whatever,
yeah.
And find yourself going, can I budget $15,000 and have it go and have it not go well or whatever?
Right.
So a lot of women can't afford it during their most fertile years, which is in their 20s and 30s. Co-fertility is a startup founded by a former Uber executive. Oh. Her name's Lauren Mackler, and a health tech angel investor, Hallie Tecco.
Oh.
These two ladies
women.
Offer women, sorry, these two women,
women
offer no cost egg freezing in exchange for donating half the retrieved eggs to those unable to conceive.
It's actually a great idea. And the other side benefit of this is that there will be eggs available for people who can't use their own eggs. Like, this is huge.
That's the whole point of what they're doing.
It's great.
Is that they'll be able
to have some. And we'll be able to sell some.
And we'll sell some to somebody who needs it.
It comes down to, in your own mind, can you get behind a biological child of yours being out in the world that you don't know about? Would that be a scenario where you would want to make yourself available for that child to find you at some point in your life? Or, and let me ask you this, you've done sperm donation as a kid. You know, do you, if there's a kid of yours out there, do you want to know that kid? Have you ever sat and pondered, I wonder if any of mine are running around out there?
As I told you the story, I didn't ultimately, and I got the job in radio and started making money and didn't need to try and get paid for donations. But I will tell you, my honest opinion is I wouldn't care. I would not care if someone was able to, do I want them to come find me? No, because I'm not their dad.
Just your genetic, a genetic contributor.
I have contributed millions of those little guys to
the trash
drain
cans
in the sink.
The world.
Yeah, there's just no attachment to them whatsoever. So I don't think of it that way at all.
Right.
I have told you, though, that I had a girlfriend when we talked about this the very first time on air.
Yep.
Who was furious?
Yeah,
because she was like, "So you might have kids out there?" And I was like, "Well, no. This I told you the story. I didn't actually, but I did test, and they did this. So, and they, you know, you go into the office. Back then, I went into the office, and they were like, "Please go into that room. There are reading materials in there, and you, and here's your thing." And I was like, "All right."
And it so was, you made a donation for them to take a look at.
Yeah.
Like, these seem strong.
They
these
have to test
that.
These
could win the sperm racing contest that is now available.
I don't know that they came to any conclusions like that. But
that is a thing, though, by the way, people.
Yeah.
Just in case you were wondering if there's a fastest swimmers competition, there is.
Would you be able to live?
Yes, I would. I would. But I
wouldn't you just think how cool that I was able to help someone?
Yes, I would think that. But I also, I feel like there are certain people who could adopt. Certain people who could give a baby up for adoption, whether, you know, I'm sure that's difficult in every case. I feel like there are people who would be like, no, I couldn't. That's a part of me, a part of my family, and it's off in the world. You know, but I think there's enough people that this co-fertility. Co-fertility. I think this is great. But I do think that there will be some people who are like, I can't possibly do that. Those are mine.
Well, I wonder if there's people out there who even if you're as loosey-goosey as I am about it, like, that's not my, you know, I'm happy to help. And really, I didn't spend 1 minute helping that child,
right,
you know, come up at all.
I did not like, parent not, that child.
Right, at all. But if you saw someone that looked like you on TV singing one day, would you go,
oh, I wonder if that's my kid.
Would you?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Does that start eating at you at some point? Maybe your
things. I'm pretty sure Celine Dion is my kid, man.
Maybe things didn't go very well with your natural kid, or the kid that you had, you know, used your eggs for. It didn't go well. Maybe, I don't know what happened, and now you're like, you know what I want? I want my kid back.
Yeah, Dua Lipa could be my kid.
As somebody that's 30? Never had kids, I would be uncomfortable because I'd want to know, like, you know.
Oh, you would want to know.
I would want to find my kids if they were out there. Yeah.
You would?
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not your kids.
I know, but neither, you know, I met my dad when I was 17 and
that went well.
And it went well, and I have a whole family that, you know, I couldn't do anything without right now.
It's a whole family thing. It's a bunch of people,
like,
that you're related to.
Brothers and sisters, things I didn't have, you know, I didn't, you know.
But at one time, your dad, the guy we're talking about, was with your mom.
No. My mom and he both were married and had an affair. And she wanted to get pregnant. She wanted to have another kid.
And your regular dad couldn't.
No.
Wait. They were best friends?
So my mom was married to a guy who she divorced as soon as I was born. Okay. So he wasn't around. But when she was married, she wanted to have another boy. She had her best friend Luigi, and this is a story they have stuck by till the day they both died. Like, you were planned by your mother. She wanted to raise me by herself. Met my stepdad. My mom married my stepdad when I was like 9 or 10. He raised me. He's my dad. Like, he's my dad. And, you know, he's.
But
he's
what tops. About the guy that was with your mom when she boned Luigi, though?
Like, never really in my life. I thought he was my dad, though.
That's not the question. The question is, why wasn't she trying to get pregnant by him?
Because she
didn't like him.
She didn't like him. She wanted to get, you know, she didn't.
So she'd cut him off. They were on the outs.
He had had a. He'd actually had a vasectomy, and she convinced him that it didn't work.
Oh,
and
so that he would stay with her while she was pregnant.
But I think,
even though Luigi had swooped in and made it happen,
I think he probably knew, and I think a lot of people wondered and thought maybe, you know, later in life you find out, like, you know, we kind of thought, you know, you look just like Luigi, and, you know, and they were friends, and they were, you know, small town, you know, people know things.
Jeez, Luigi. wow.
Well, anyway, co-fertility. It sounds like a really cool thing. It's not happening yet. They're considered a startup at this point, and they're gathering finances to run this business. But to me, I like it. I think there are people who
it's not
went,
for everyone, but
there's
absolutely.
A problem in the world, and we can help.
Yeah,
and that's a good idea.
I sort of love that it's two women who are behind it too. I think it's great. I think that's lovely. And if, say, somebody couldn't, you know, they wanted to carry a pregnancy, but they couldn't figure out a way to do it on their own, and this made it happen for them. And so maybe it's like their husband or whatever, half him and half this donor egg, but you carried it. Like, I think that's lovely.
It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Co-fertility. Mm-hmm. Coming soon.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. You don't even have to ask me. But I like that you do. Fast fact.
Oh, Oprah.
What about her?
What are
living
you doing?
I'm living my best life.
I know.
Her.
Why are you dancing, though?
I love Oprah.
You
just, what?
You
What's
clapped,
wrong with Oprah?
You smiled, you started doing a jig.
Well, she's in a fast fact. She's hardly ever a fast fact. Tell
when
me
Oprah gave ever.
Oh, my God. The Oprah dance.
Yeah, that's the Oprah dance.
When Oprah gave everyone in her audience a car back in 2004, they all ended up owing the IRS about $6,000 in taxes each.
Mm. Oof.
Yeah.
Well, that car is getting sold.
For hopefully more than $6,000.
Right.
It was all one kind of car, right? Was it one of those neons? It wasn't, was it?
Find out for you. Hold on a second.
Jupiter's gravity field is so huge that it basically acts like a vacuum cleaner and sucks away things like comets, asteroids, and debris
that
would otherwise hit and possibly destroy the Earth.
Goodness. Thanks, Jupiter. Jupiter.
You're the best.
You're the best in the big house.
The car that she gave away was a Pontiac G6, and it was valued around $28,500. So if they sold it, they could pay their taxes and pocket a few
bucks. Keep the money.
And go buy a beater.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they had to, if there was no like cash value that they would give to the person so that they could do that. Because a lot of times with a prize, you can take the prize, you can take like a cash.
My brother won a car on Wheel of Fortune.
Did he?
Or not on Wheel of Fortune, on Price is Right.
Okay.
And you have pretty much like the value of that car at that dealership. So you can get the car, or you can use that value towards another car, or you can get the cash back for it. But I think the cash back was a little lower than the actual
usually
value
it
of the
is,
car.
Right?
Yeah.
The lump
right.
sum.
Yeah.
But then at least you can pay the taxes on it. Jesus.
That's tricky stuff.
It is.
I won a huge thing and then was like, I can't afford it.
Yeah, because they start to tell you, okay, so what did you win, like a trip to Russia or something?
I won a trip to Russia to see the Rolling Stones. And I didn't go.
Wow. Well, because it was like $3,000 or $4,000 for your part of the trip.
This is when I was managing a surf shop in San Diego, and one of my reps walked in. So I had 91X on, and one of my reps walked in, and he goes, call this number right now. And I go, okay. You know, 919, you know, whatever tricky phone line they had, and they pick up and they're like, you won, you're qualified for the and I was all okay,
wow.
And he's like, oh my god, we're going to Russia. And I'm like, wait a minute, first of all, if I win, am I bringing you? What's happening here?
We're dating now. I gotta go to Russia.
And then I won the whole thing.
And oh, right, so, you qualified and then they picked you out.
And then I was picked out. I was told, be near your phone, we're gonna not. It was a whole freaking thing. And then I won. And then my buddy, who was like he was like, we're going to Russia. And I went, I'm not going to Russia, dude. I can't afford this. Yeah. I can't leave right now. Mm. And so he paid me whatever amount to pay the tax to take the trip and go with a friend.
Oh.
Oh my God.
So somebody did use it.
So, yeah.
No, yeah,
that's
yeah.
So
I know he went. I just was like, I can't go to
Russia.
Please, anyway.
Stop talking this crazy nonsense. You're not going through Russia. Russia comes to you.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, don't say my name, except they didn't send their name. So
okay,
how
thanks.
Would I do that?
We only know you by your number.
Don't say my name. I found instructions for sperm collection mail I found sperm collection mail-in instructions under my son's bed when he was home for the summer. I haven't said a word.
Well, your grandchildren are out there. You should say a word.
They're not her grandchildren.
Technically, they are her grandchildren.
They're just that stuff that boys make all the time, every day. I'm making some as we speak. I mean,
gross.
It's really... What do you mean gross?
Oh.
Stop it. We've been through, says 702, we've been through the process of receiving donated embryos to have our children. They were tested healthy and donated by a couple to the clinic. And we could purchase them with donors never knowing who received them. And we were so thankful for the process and the selfless people who helped create our family.
To the selfless people out there who want to help other people know the joy of raising children. And the horrors. Let's not forget about the horrors, because those are also part of it.
415. Reading material. When I donated, they just had porn to look at. That's what we're...
Vinny was very young. There was no porn just on everybody's phone at that time. Come on.
Yeah, there are a couple shared magazines they
gross.
Had in there. That's what they had.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Elon Musk's Legion, Drunk While Skiing, and Grammy's Beauty Secrets.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.